I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Israeli troops are on the ground in Gaza. This is the time to pray. As Jesus' followers, we know that the physical wars on earth are just a reflection of the spiritual wars. Slavic Gospel Association's calling for prayer. SGA's director of Bible training in Israel says the rockets are falling close enough to their facilities to shake the buildings. So far, the Lord's protected the teaching team from very near hits. Please continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for God's continued protection. Next, World Watch Monitor calls Andhra Pradesh India's emerging hotbed of anti-Christian violence. But Christians aren't giving up their faith. Far Corners Missions raised funds to build a dormitory at the Word of Life Bible Training Center as part of their Vision 25 campaign. Gary Bishop of Far Corners says 15 men are now coming for gospel training.
This is preparation for these young men to go to unreached villages. That is a village where there are no known Christians, and no one is planning to plant a church there.
And if you run into roadblocks when pursuing a calling, Geely and Nora Johnson of Send International have been in Bulgaria for the last 5 years, counseling and teaching hurting people, including sex trafficking victims. Geely says,
bit by bit, we can feed them gently with God's presence, God's love, God's forgiveness, and God's patience with their life, because often these people are extremely broken. It isn't just the trafficking. It's also their past.
Their passion and progress is real, but so is the spiritual and financial battle. So real, they're being forced to take a break. The Johnsons' number one request is for your prayer. Find out more details in the full article at our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. MissionNetworkNews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.